You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night here in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome back to Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. A little Madison Malone for a little bed music there. You like that? Terry Barr, Rocker is here. And Terry?
Yes, dear.
You got your front row seats once again.
I have the best seat in the house. I don't care what Rocker tells you. I have the best seat in the house. And it's so great because this music, I'm telling you, I think a lot of people that listen think, oh, they must have heard all the bands and all the people and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Maddie, you are amazing me right now because I did not know you or the band. And Rocker sent me a message earlier this week saying,
yep.
Hello, Terry, where have you been? Check this band out. I think you're going to be really happy and surprised.
Well,
and
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I got her reference from Dana Perry.
And you cannot get a better reference. Everybody loves and respects Dana Perry.
Oh, yeah.
So that's huge. Yeah. I learned how to play guitar from Dana Perry. Perry at Ladies Rock Camp in one day.
Wow.
I can't tell you I can still play anymore, but I had to play for that weekend. I made it work because I'm like, Dana Perry taught me and I can't let her down.
That is fantastic.
See here. Maddie, give Terry the guitar.
No. I learned the three chords I had to play for our song, and Dana said, you'll be fine, but my fingers were bleeding by the end of that weekend.
Oh, yeah. Blisters.
Oh, it is not easy. But Maddie is here, and Maddie is our featured artist right now, and you're into something you call personality theory. Uh-oh, now this kind of scares me. Sounds like something maybe you study as a psychology major. She's going to turn psychology on all of us right now.
Right.
No.
See, if you want me to. No, I won't.
Yikes.
I won't
okay.
Try to type you.
Okay.
So,
thank you. Yikes.
Yeah, so I'm into, I don't know if maybe I'll just shout out some things just in case listeners know about the Enneagram. Myers-Briggs, I don't know as well, but that's a more popular
one. I think we all studied that maybe in like high school.
Exactly.
Yes.
And there's this other one called Sparkotypes that I learned about recently, which is a creative personality theory about, just how different folks are, you know, lit up creatively, like what makes you excited, right? So I think it's cool. It can all of these types of systems can be things, right, that we can use to try to understand ourselves better or understand other people. And I think it's not for everyone, right? It's like even astrology, for example, like people have so many opinions about it, and it can kind of box people in. But I think it's also just fun as a process. So I can share, I'm an Enneagram 1 Wing 9, which means I am both a perfectionist, an optimist, and also kind of a peacemaker and struggle with conflict. So just sharing some of my my inner stuff. And then I'm an ENFP in Myers-Briggs, and I won't go too far into what all the letters mean, but it for me, basically, learning I was an ENFP, it resonated because I get really excited about big ideas, starting new projects, and the follow-through is a little bit harder, and I'm always most excited about what I'm working on right now, and love collaboration. But yeah, so that's kind of a typical ENFP struggle. So don't worry, you will get this EP eventually. I've successfully released things, so don't worry too hard.
We have it written down with
right.
You saying it will be.
Exactly.
We've listened. So,
so yes. Maybe this is an ENFP strategy to really get things done.
Nice.
But yeah, so just a little more about me.
Now, you started out doing visual art and writing fiction before getting into songwriting and love all kinds of art forms and really believe everyone has the ability to be creative. And it's so important to encourage people from a young age to pursue their creativity in whatever form it takes. Comment on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've heard about studies done or even just in observing, right? In like preschool or kindergarten, every kid raises their hand when a teacher asks, like, which one of you is an artist, right? And then those hands start dropping later over time. And I think there's so much first of all, not enough funding for the arts, and then also a lot of discouragement that people are receiving either in their own homes or with their community from doing art. And I think especially just in our society, it's so important to be uplifting people whenever they try to do something creative, whether it's for fun or for a professional goal or direction. So I'm passionate about it, and I think everyone can really access that creative outlet. And it doesn't even need to be music or visual art. It doesn't need to be something that's like stereotypically thought of as art, but I think everyone has creativity to access, and it can really help to be tuned in with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we all agree. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, preaching to the choir.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, let's get back to the live music with Maddie Batsley in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Maddie, this next song is called Doves on the Wing, and I was wondering which of the buggers to blame.
Yes.
That's your best one yet right there.
Right? Right? I know. I'm like, oh, I'm speechless. I yeah. feel like, so this one is actually another one that is released. It was one of the two singles that I released in 2021. So this is a solo acoustic song that I did just separately because I was distanced from the band for most of 2020. Right. So. Yeah, so that's Doves on the Wing. So you can find it on all streaming services, Bandcamp, etc. Yeah.
And it's heard right now on The Devil's Lair.
Surprise, my eyes still brings a panic. Then you land and I'm in this high for a moment as the tenderness starts again. Ooh, it's the strangest half-life. I believe I'm alright with my emptiness filled to the brim.
Nice.
Thank you.
Maddie Bansley on The Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. That was a great song. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness, Maddie. Okay, you have recently, now that we've been listening to your songs, I have to say you've recently taken up skateboarding. Please protect your hands because you play guitar so nicely.
Totally.
What are you learning in the process and why? Why skateboarding? What's up with that?
Well, first of all, you'll be sad to hear that I lost my wrist guards and will just need to buy some new ones.
Okay.
So you're stopping
for just a few minutes.
You know, I have been skating without them. But you're right. I need to protect my hands. Thank you for the reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Safe skating.
Important. Yes. So there's a really cool queer and femme skate community in Madison, which is really awesome. I really only started and got introduced to this community a year ago, so I guess May last year. So I feel really grateful for this community. There's been a femme and queer skate night that's been going on for about 8 years now, actually. I want to shout out Leon and Marby and other folks who really started that, and many folks who've been there from the beginning. So I feel grateful to have found this because it is a really kind of male-dominated activity. And so we try to create space every Wednesday night from 7 to 10 p.m. for women and queer LGBT skaters or just really anyone who wants to come and show up, because I never thought that I would try skateboarding. But it's a welcoming space, and so beginners are super welcome. Skateboarders or rollerbladers or quad roller skaters are all welcome.
And so, what park is that?
The Central Madison Skate Park.
Yeah, yep. Right there.
Very
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah.
So anybody listening, if you want to join in, mm-hmm. I can't imagine starting to skateboard at, you know, you think people do it at 5 years old or
exactly.
something. I guess I didn't
exactly.
want to say when we're all adults, because we're not really all adults.
But, well, yeah, no, I never thought that I would start skateboarding, period, but definitely not this late in life. So I think it's cool that there are kind of spaces being created.
Inspiring.
What's the coolest trick you have right now?
Oh my gosh. I don't really I mostly like skating in the bowls. So I feel like my accomplishment from last September was just being able to drop into the
That's
bowl.
Huge.
Just staying on the skateboard is my biggest trick.
Yeah, I wouldn't even manage that.
Some of those bowls are very intimidating when you're standing at the top.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. I can't drop in the steep end and I can't drop in the eggplant one.
But you're dropping in.
I would just be like, I would imagine that the whole thing is just filled with chocolate.
Oh,
that's like a nice image. Yeah. Or maybe something soft would be nice, you know.
Cotton candy.
Mm. Melted chocolate's
Ooh,
pretty soft.
Yes, I love chocolate.
Or beer. It could be beer.
Candy with chocolate on top.
Any of these options. I have a sweet tooth, so I'm about all of it.
Chocolate beer.
Okay, maybe not that.
let's get back to the live music with Maddie Blanty.
We probably just have room for one more song here.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're coming up to about 6 minutes left.
Okay.
Cool. Well, let's see. This song is called Ariadne's Myth. And who the heck is Ariadne?
Yeah, well, I don't want to go too deep into it because we're a little short on time, but I will say, so I was kind of into Greek mythology as a kid. And Ariadne is a princess from ancient Minoan Crete, so goes the myth, and helped Theseus make his way through the maze and kill the Minotaur, right?
Yes,
so
okay.
Kind of this cool labyrinth imagery. But then... you know, she's in love with him, and then he sails off and abandons her on this island. I think she ends up getting married to Dionysus. That's sometimes how the myth ends. So it's basically, I wrote this, actually, no one has heard this before. So I wrote this just last month and wanted to share, because it's a little bit, you know, that feeling of, is there really any meaning to all of this? We're you know, making our way through this pandemic and like... so I wrote it at a kind of a low point, but also as a little bit of a tough love to myself to bring me out of that spot. So, yeah.
All right, well, let's check it out, Maddie. We got 5 minutes here, and the floor is yours on Max Inc. Radio.
Cool.
Her God talks to her directly. And mine prefers to speak to me. Poetry, it whispers in my ear and sings. I can't understand a thing, but that's just the way it is, the way it's meant to be. Today I'm sitting in the grass, headphones in, I wear all black. A dog plays fetch, the wind resists, it trains us for apocalyptic changes in our relevance. 2 years ago was infinite, but now it's Ariadne's myth. No answer to divine singing. You gotta loosen up your spine if you expect to survive your life. Give it a listen if your best friend recommends it, baby. And don't be afraid to stare this in the face. And if because you chose it the wrong way to mess with fate, oh no, don't get too settled on a day. A man walked past and asked me if the brown book in my hands was my diary. So sorry, truth is, I've not opened it in
Very nice. Maddie, thank you so much for coming into the Devil's Lair tonight. It's
Maddie
a pleasure.
Rocks.
Thank you, Jimmy K.
It's such a pleasure to meet you, and sorry about screwing up your name.
No worries. Once again. Great to meet you as well.
And Maddie's big show Friday with her band, Line. Friday, June 17th, the UW Memorial Union Terrace. Other bands along with Line. But Maddie, wow, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Rocker, you got 30 seconds to tell me what's coming up.
We got Max and Kevy coming up after 10 p.m., Jimmy, all the way till midnight. And I'm just going to spin music and hang out with everybody and get heavy.
Do we have anybody coming in next week to the Devil's Lair, or is that to be announced?
That's to be announced, but I know that Mary Rose Eckberg from the Make Music Madison, she's going to be in here, and I think we're going to be bringing in one of the Make Music Madison bands to perform for us.
Yeah,
Terry Barr, is always fun to do radio with you. Thank you so much.
Same to you. This has been a pleasure tonight. All of our featured artists.